Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. You are a blessed being indeed. And you know me as that one they call Brother T. And I'm here with my beautiful wife, Reverend Claudia Renee. And we're going to be discussing Lesson 200 in A Course in Miracles workbook. There is no peace except the peace of God. So let's take a good deep breath and we'll pause for just a moment of silence together. There is no peace except the peace of God. Seek you no further. You will not find peace except the peace of God. Accept this fact and save yourself the agony of yet more bitter disappointments, bleak despair, and a sense of icy hopelessness and doubt. Seek you no further. There is nothing else for you to find except the peace of God, unless you seek for mercy and pain.
This is the final point to which each one must come at last. To lay aside all hope of finding happiness where there is none, of being saved by what can only hurt, of making peace of chaos, joy of pain, and heaven out of hell. Attempt no more to win through losing, nor to die to live. You cannot but be asking for defeat.
Yet you can ask as easily for love, for happiness, and for eternal life in peace that has no ending. Ask for this, and you can only win. To ask for what you have already must succeed. To ask for what is false to be true can only fail. Forgive yourself for vain imaginings, and seek no longer what you cannot find. For what can be more foolish than to seek and seek and seek again for hell, when you have but to look with open eyes to find that heaven lies before you, through a door that opens easily to welcome you.
Come home. You have not found your happiness in foreign places and in alien forms which have no meaning to you, though you sought to make them meaningful. This world is not where you belong. You are a stranger here. But it is given you to find the means whereby the world no longer seems to be a prison house for you or anyone.
Freedom is given you where you behold, but chains and irons and iron doors. For you must change your mind about the purpose of the world if you would find escape. You will be bound till all the world is seen by you as blessed and everyone made free of your mistakes and honored as he is. You made him not, no more yourself. And as you free the one, the other is accepted as he is.
What does forgiveness do? In truth, it has no function and does nothing, for it is unknown in heaven. It is only hell where it is needed and where it must serve a mighty function. Is not escape of God's beloved Son from evil dreams that he imagines yet believes are true, a worthy purpose? Who could hope for more while there appears to be a choice to make between success and failure, love and fear?
There is no peace except the peace of God because he has one Son who could not, cannot make a world in opposition to God's will and to his own, which is the same as his. What could he hope to find in such a world? It cannot have reality because it never was created. It is here that he would seek for peace. Let me make that a question. Is it here that he would seek for peace? Or must he see that as he looks on it, the world can but deceive? Yet can he learn to look on it, the world, another way and find the peace of God?
Peace is the bridge that everyone will cross to leave this world behind. But peace begins within the world, perceived as different, and leading from this fresh perception to the gate of heaven and the way beyond. Peace is the answer to conflicting goals, to senseless journeys, frantic, vain pursuits, and meaningless endeavors. Now the way is easy, sloping gently toward the bridge where freedom lies within the peace of God.
Let us not lose our way again today. We go to heaven, and the path is straight. Only if we attempt to wander can there be delay and needless wasted time on thorny byways. God alone is sure, and he will guide our footsteps. He will not desert his son in need, nor let him stray forever from his home. The Father calls, the Son will hear. And that is all there is to what appears to be a world apart from God where bodies have reality.
Mm. Now is there silence. Seek no further. You have come to where the road is carpeted with leaves of false desires, fallen from the trees of hopelessness you sought before. Now are they underfoot. And you look up and on toward heaven with the body's eyes serving for an instant longer now. Peace is already recognized at last, and you can feel its soft embrace surround your heart and mind with comfort and with love.
Today we seek no idols. Peace cannot be found in them. The peace of God is ours, and only this will we accept and want. Peace be to us today, for we have found a simple, happy way to leave the world of ambiguity and to replace our shifting goals and solitary dreams with single purpose and companionship. For peace is union, if it be of God. We seek no further. We are close to home. And draw still nearer every time we say,
There is no peace except the peace of God.
And I am glad and thankful it is so. There is no peace except the peace of God. Let's join together again for a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath as we consider this wonderful teaching. There is no peace except the peace of God. When this lesson is really considered, we see in how many directions he leads us about the real story, the story of the useless journey, the tiny mad idea, as it's referred to in A Course in Miracles, because he's literally referring to again and again and again throughout the workbook lessons and through the text to try to help us to see for ourselves that the world that we think is so very, very real is just a mirage. It's our own imagination. And we could call it group consciousness. I think sometimes you call it race consciousness, that the world's consciousness, almost 8 billion people now, have a consciousness, a vibration, a frequency. And what we're experiencing is an outpicturing of the power of that mind. We are not separate. We are joined, all of us. He's saying here, literally, that you are joined in union, in mind, with God. And of course, then, that would mean that we're joined with all of our brothers and sisters. So all of us here, then, who are actively living in physical form on the world, in the world today, are joined in mind, and the world is reflecting our consciousness. What do we see? What do we see? In paragraph 3, the last sentence, I want to read it again because I read it, but I didn't pose it as a question, but I want to do it again because I want to pose it. It is a question the way he's written it. For what could be more foolish than to seek and seek and seek again for hell when you have but to look with open eyes to find that heaven lies before you through a door that opens easily to welcome you? So really, what could be more foolish than for us to continue to find and seek to find in the world peace? What we've really been looking for all along is just peace. And it comes from the concept that we are safe, right? That there's nothing to defend, that there are no victims. I mean, man, I was listening to the news yesterday, and the victim consciousness, the victim agenda that's being pushed upon us from a disease now called a pandemic, It's just, it's all that you can hear. It's all that we're hearing over and over and over. Yet he's telling us very clearly that that's the solution.
And so what we know is that what we focus on increases. And so we have a collective myopic focus upon, you know, this pandemic, COVID-19, coronavirus, and as we focus on it, it increases. And what that we look to the world to tell us what is going on, when in truth and in reality, we have this divine guidance system within our own being, and that as we pause, as we turn, as we stop seeking out in the world of appearances for our answers, for our peace, and that as we turn within, we find that we're home. And home is heaven, and home is here, and it's now. And I think one of the scariest parts of A Course in Miracles and this teaching when I first began it was, well, I don't want my world to disappear. I don't want to, you know, dissolve into God, you know, and lose my separateness and my personality. And now I find that, no, I'm really okay with that now. And that, you know, I still will be a unique divine extension and expression of God and all that is while I'm in this form. But the truth and the peace is sourced from within and from my relationship with God only. So I think it makes our path really, really clear, easy, and it even says simple when we let go and we allow it. And I think the part that's tough is that, well, if I'm not looking out in the world at what's happening, how am I going to keep myself safe? How am I going to know what's going on? And the trick is to be able to be in the world and not of it. And the only way I know how to do that is when I connect with spirit, and that, yeah, I may check in with things that are going on in the world and what the news is saying and mask or no mask and whatever. And I'll check in and with integrity and guidance, I'll follow that and I'll trust that. But my worry and my fear and my myopic focus there serves no one and nothing if it doesn't bring me peace. And so, you know, my worry isn't serving anything. My fear serves nothing other than to create more of that. And so I think that for me, there is no peace except the peace of God. You know, I don't have to seek any further. That is my one true desire. And every time, whenever you and I have done the practice, what would you love? What would you love? Whether it's regarding our ministry, whether it's regarding our relationship, no matter what it's regarding, and I keep asking the question in journaling, when I get beyond all the surface level desires, it always leads me, and at the bottom, you know what? I just really want to be at peace. I really want to feel peace and peaceful in my daily living experience, not just when I'm meditating, but when I'm interacting, when I'm in difficult situations, when I'm watching the news. I want to feel at peace. So peace be with us today.
Absolutely. You know, as you were talking, I was at first taken to the thought that, imagine that we are in the Garden of Eden, and we lay down to take a rest, and we drift off to sleep, and we have a dream, mm-hmm. and we think we're somewhere else. Mm. But truly, we've never left heaven. We are, you know, the Garden of Eden metaphorically it represents heaven, mm-hmm. where there is no concern. I mean, you're not even concerned about clothing. You're not concerned about anything, right? You're not afraid of being naked. You're not afraid of being attacked. You're not afraid of anything. There's no thought of fear. It's not in the mind. It doesn't exist. And then we drift off to sleep, and we imagine ourselves to be somewhere else, but where are we really? We're safe at home. We never left the Garden of Eden. Mm. And as that thought was going through my mind as you were sharing, I was suddenly taken to the Wizard of Oz.
Ah.
Right? And Dorothy believed and dreamed that she was in this foreign land, and there were scarecrows and lions and tigers and witches and all kinds of things. But when she woke up, she realized she had never left.
Mm-hmm.
That really is two beautiful metaphoric stories. Mm-hmm. He says right here in paragraph 6, what does forgiveness do? In truth, when you wake up in the Garden of Eden, you wake up and you're in heaven, is there a need for forgiveness? It doesn't exist because there was never anything to forgive.
Yeah.
Dreams have no effect, right? And as he tells us, we're always in a state of dreaming. And I love our discussion about forgiveness, and we're going to be putting some workshops together around forgiveness because it's such an important concept in A Course in Miracles. But it's really, as we say, moving back before you gave judgment,
mm-hmm.
right? So once we take away the judgment, and being fearful is a judgment of itself as well. There is no peace except the peace of God, and I am glad and thankful that this is so.
Yes. And one more comment that comes up for me that one of the gifts of this lesson for me was really, is really this idea how benevolent it all is. That we're not set up to fail, that we're set up to actually succeed, and we're given everything in order to do that. But for the idea of, but for the willingness really to allow that as a possibility, you know, that we hear scripturally, you know, all is already given. The kingdom of heaven is yours. You know, you are the kingdom of heaven. Mm. We hear all of that scripturally. It was pointing to it back then. And but for our willingness just to, what if it's true? What if all is already given? What if all I simply need do is to turn from that fear and turn towards love and towards happiness and towards eternal life? And that what I ask for, when I ask for that, I must succeed. You know, so truly, do I want to be happy? Do I want to be at peace? And so then seek that first. Seek first that kingdom. Seek first that. And let the vain imaginings of the world, of the dream, simply go.
Fall away.
Yeah. So there is no peace but the peace of God, and I am glad and thankful for it, that it is so. Let's let it be so.
Let it be. The hard part. Right? The hard part. I need do nothing.
Yeah. 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 Oh, we love that one.
Yeah. Well, thanks, everyone, for joining us today. Thank you for tuning in to our podcast on Blog Talk Radio. You can find us at facebook.com/CourseMastery. You can find us on Blog Talk Radio if you just do a search for Course Mastery. And Brother T and Rev C here signing off. We love you. Thanks so much. We'll be back tomorrow. We're actually going to start a review of the lessons. So we'll have a series of days of review. And we'll read the review panel tomorrow just so we're kind of all on the same page about how we want to proceed in the review over the next few lessons. But we love you. Thanks so much for being a part of our Mighty Companions, Circle of Mighty Companions. And we'll be back tomorrow. God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send